Good day, and welcome to the Vienna International Airport Quarter One Results Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Judith Helenyi. Please go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the conference call for Q1 results. The presentation will be held as usual by our board members, Mr. Ofner and Mr. Jäger, and the presentation will be followed by a Q&A session. The presentation slides can be downloaded from our homepage. The call is recorded, and a recorded version will be available on the homepage, most probably the latest by tomorrow. Before I hand over to Mr. Ofner, allow me to say that he is today working from abroad, and he himself also dialed into the call. So should we have some technical challenges, then please apologize for that. And now, Mr. Ofner, I would like to hand over to you. Please go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon to anybody. We can present to you this afternoon our Q1 results. What we are very glad about is that despite the losses in regard of passengers compared to last year, our earnings could be improved, especially net profits went up at 15.4%. This shows that still we are working on the improvement of our productivity and can get some gains out of it, but it was also supported by a mild winter, and it was also supported by good financial results. But what we are still very much concentrating on is the cost side, so that we are really struggling in any possible way to manage our cost base. And on the other hand, we could profit from the further reduction of our net debt position, which now is already clearly below the 2.5 net debt EBITDA we set out as our medium-term goal. I think from today's perspective, and we are already in the second half of May, we can confirm the guidance we gave for the full year. Also, there are some headwinds that are not fully overseeable right now, but especially for our financial results, I think we can be rather sure that we will be in the position to fulfill our guidance. If you look at EBITDA margin, you see that in Q1 2015, we had a slight improvement towards Q1 2014, and this on the background of -2.8% passengers. In regard of that, we have to stress that the reduction mainly occurred with transit passengers. So, what has supported in regard of the financial results is that we had not to pay out the transit support for that passengers, which somehow lowers the burden. The slight revenue increase, despite a passenger decline, is resulting from higher income from parking, from shopping and gastro, and also the newly started passenger handling operations, where we now have roughly 100 employees working already. And if you remember, this equals a market share above 20% of our airport. Revenue at 140.7, earnings before interest, tax, and depreciation, 54. EBIT, 21, plus 4.8%. Financial results improved by 700,000 euros to -3.6. So earnings before tax at 18.3, 14.7% up. and net profit after taxes and non-controlling interests, 14.1 million, which is an improvement of 15.4% compared with the first quarter of last year. Expenses kept constant due to disciplined work, and we could offset more or less the increase in personal expenses. This increase is partly due to the wage and salary increases of last year's collective agreement of 2%, and from May 15 to April 16, we also will see an increase of another increase of 2%, because with our white collar workers we already went into the agreement last year, and with our blue collar workers we are very close to agree for the coming year. On the other hand, we see also the effects of passenger handling, where we have roughly 100 additional employees, and what is also occurring, and if you remember, I addressed it already last year in our call, that we change from temporary workers in our subsidiary VIT into full employed people, and this also will optically show an increase in personal expenses, but this is offset by material expenses, where this was visible already now. What also is important to see is that depreciation, amortization and impairments are basically at the same level as in the previous year, so no surprise there. Net debt went down to 492.9, hand in hand with it, gearing at 51, cash flow 42.3, free cash flow lower than last year with 13.6 million. This is mainly due to the fact that our CapEx increased in the first quarter, because we spent roughly 17 million for new equipment or for our winter maintenance hall. And on the other hand, we had also a tax issue, so the refunds were not in the same amount than last year. And equity went up to 967. Compared with previous 952, so the equity ratio is at 51.6% compared to 50.3% last year. I mean, you see the details in regard of financing, and the majority structure shows that there is not much left that will mature in the years to come. And you might be aware that we have a 400 million EIB loan, and the repayment starts in 16, and it will be repaid by annual rates of 25 million, and has a duration of 25 years. So 16 times 16 years, 25 million will be paid back starting from 16. Cash flow continues to be strong, and CapEx is above the previous year, but for a full year guidance, we will stay pretty below, maybe even the 95. From today's perspective, it looks a little bit optimistic to assume that we will fully reach the 95 that we have set out in our budget. The main projects are the acquisition of the winter service building. We start the project for expanding our air cargo center. We started preparations for the construction of the new hotel A major part is runway renovation, the first step that will occur already in 15. And we are also working on the revitalization of Office Park 3 and the expansion of conferencing. If we look at our outlook for 2015, I think the targeted earnings improvements should get real, despite the weak passenger development in the first quarter. So I can confirm our targets. That means that revenues should stay above 647 million. EBITDA clearly should be above 250 million, and group net profit should stay above 85 million. Net debt should go down below 500, and CapEx should be slightly or even clearly below the 95 we saw so far. So that's the first comments and explanations from my side, and I hand over to my colleague Julian Jäger.
Hi, good afternoon from Vienna. I start with the segments, and to start with the airport segment, we had an increase of 0.9% on the revenue side. As we will discuss later on in a bit more detail, we were still hit significantly by the crisis in Eastern Europe, in particular Russia, Ukraine, and in the Middle East. Therefore, we had a reduction in passengers by 2.8% in the first quarter. But overall, the revenue increased by 600,000 euros, mainly due to the increase in the fee. And on the other hand, in the significant reduction in transfer traffic, and therefore a reduction in incentives. Freight development also slightly negative compared to Q1 2014. Overall the result increased an EBIT up to 1.7 million, EBITDA 25 million. Employees more or less stable as in the year before. In handling, we saw a negative impact mainly due to the reduction in traffic and additionally the reduction in cargo handling volumes. We saw an increase in revenue from passenger handling, and overall there was a slight reduction of 0.3%, so essentially the revenue was the same as last year. Unfortunately, we didn't have a strong winter again, so obviously this is something we feel in the margins. And due to the increase in staff costs due to the collective agreement, and on the other hand due to the additional passenger handling personnel, EBITDA went down to 3.1 million and EBIT to 1.7 million. Positive development in the retail and property segment, mainly in parking. Revenues are up by 7.1% despite the passenger decrease. And on the other hand, we saw an increase of 3.7% from shopping and gastronomy. The passenger revenue rate was up by 7.3% in Q1. And additionally, we saw a very encouraging April with plus 13.4% increase in PRR, despite the still very difficult situation with the spend from Russian passengers. But this shows that finally the strategy of improving the infrastructure, adding a lot of new shops and restaurants, and trying to focus on service works. This is a trend I would assume should continue throughout May and June, then we'll see how the second half of this year will be impacted. On the one hand, then we won't see the positive impact anymore from the new duty-free shop in the old part of the terminal. On the other hand, the crisis in Russia was already there in 2014. So overall, we are very optimistic that we will reach our target of 2 euros at least passenger revenue rate for 2015. Rentals, I think this sounds worse than it actually is, minus 1.8% revenue. This is actually 200,000 euros and mainly due to a reduction in charging the companies renting the premises for the reduction in energy costs. So this is in a way the negative impact of the huge reduction in energy consumption we saw in the airport in this year, which is due to the efforts to reduce energy consumption overall at the airport. Malta and Košice both doing very well. We saw an increase in the first quarter in Malta of 5.6% in respect of passenger numbers, Košice plus 15%. This might be in respect of Malta a bit above the yearly average, but still we expect a solid growth in Malta in passenger numbers for the full year 2015. Košice will get a new base of Wizz Air, so passenger numbers should improve throughout the year. Yeah, we would love to present figures like that for Vienna Airport. Passenger outlook is the most challenging part probably for 2015. As you know, Q1 was down minus 2.8%, and probably the local and the transfer passengers give a bit of a wrong view. We were up in local passengers by plus 1.4%, down in transfer traffic by minus 14.7%. But essentially, the main reason is a weakness of Austrian, which continues throughout April. So on the one hand, there was the expected reduction in capacity over winter from Austrian due to a change in their maintenance schedule. On the other hand, and this is a bit disappointing, we saw huge decreases in the load factor throughout April, mainly from Austrian, and this is the part where we were probably at the beginning of the year a bit more optimistic, which is not explainable by the reduction in capacity. So in the first quarter, the load factor went down 0.8 percentage points, something we definitely could live with, but for April we saw a reduction of minus 4.1 percentage points, and Austrian had a reduction of something close to minus 7 percentage points reduction in load factor, which is the disappointing part. In terms of share of passengers, you can see that Austrian lost 12%, Lufthansa 22%, which was offset to a certain extent by 35% growth from German wings. Swiss grew by 4.3%. So Lufthansa Group in total was significantly down. Air Berlin slightly down, minus 0.6%. And the encouraging part is that all the other airlines were growing by 17.6%. Percent and had a share of close to 20%. As I said, April down on the one hand, it was due to the Easter effect, so March was a bit better than we initially expected. April was not as good as we expected it to be. And overall, if you look at seat capacity, we're happy with the seat capacity. We look at for the summer schedule at something between 2.5 and 4% seat capacity growth. The big unknown and the big question mark is the load factor. And therefore, we are still optimistic to hit our target of being somewhere in the positive territory between 0 and 2%. But if I would be asked if I'm now more or less optimistic than 3 months ago, I would say I'm a bit less optimistic because movements are a bit below our expectations. We might struggle there to hit the target, which has no significant impact on our results. But in terms of passenger development, We are pretty much in line with our expectations on seat capacity for even for the first quarter and for the full year. But we expected a higher take-up and a higher load factor. So therefore, from today's point of view, yes, we think we will hit our target and we'll be in the positive territory. But 3 months ago, I was very sure that we will manage that. Today, I'm less optimistic than a few months ago. We've got a number of additional frequencies, additional destinations from Austrian, from Niki. British will start a Gatwick, Vueling started a new Rome, TUI Fly, Aegean, we've got a new destination, Tallinn. As I said, overall there are some cancellations as well. Overall, seat capacity is definitely not our problem for 2015. And therefore, seat capacity will remain the factor of uncertainty in terms of where we will end the year in our passenger numbers. Yeah, that's it from our end, and we are now happy to discuss your questions.
If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. We will now take our first question from Andy Jones from RBC. Please go ahead.
Good morning, all. Thanks for taking the question. Just a couple of quick ones, if I could. Firstly, on retail, I know this might be a difficult question to answer, but how much of the growth came on existing services, i.e. might be a function of, you know, general better spending in the airport or better attitude to spending, and how much came from the new spaces that were opened? And secondly, on load factors, do you have any kind of granularity on what type or what category of routes that you've seen from Austrian that have got those challenged load factors, and, you know, as an outside observer, what do you think has been causing that? Thank you.
To start with your second question, it's throughout the board, I would say, and certain areas are explainable. Now in the last 4 months we had on long haul there was more capacity now on long haul than last year, so one could explain that. Essentially, Eastern and Western Europe see both the same reduction. So this might be, to a certain extent, the weakness in the demand from Eastern Europe, which has, due to the reduction in transfer traffic, which has an impact on Western Europe as well. Mainly, I would say it's a change in the pricing strategy, and I hope that at least by the end of the year, this will be visible in the Austrian Airlines profit and loss account as well. In terms of retail, yes, you're right. This is a difficult one to answer in a very short period of time. We have a new banking contract, we have a new vending contract, and all this is a small contribution as such, but overall, it adds up. We've renewed in the last 18 months, I would say, more or less all the F&B, all the F&Bs. So there's a very strong impact on that. We see very positive developments to Switzerland, to Germany, to Turkey, UK, very strong. Italy, United Arab Emirates, China, and so on. And all those things make up for the reductions we are seeing, which are still very significant. I mean, in sales, we are down minus 40% from the Russian Federation. But essentially, I think it's on the one hand, better shops. We focused a lot and we put a lot of pressure on our retailers to focus on service. The staff in the shops got a lot of pressure to actively communicate with passengers. On the other hand, obviously, yes, in certain areas like the UK and Switzerland, we are gaining from the weak euro, and all those. Essentially, we have now nearly 100% shops in operation. So there are no extra effects anymore. And overall, we are quite happy to see that finally it shows in the results that we've changed the retail environment here in Vienna quite significantly.
Okay, excellent. And could I just make a kind of a quick add-on question to my second question about load factors? When do the Eurowings routes start? I think there's two routes that are being replaced from Austrian Airlines onto Eurowings starting this summer. Do you have any
kind of clarity? No. They're planning to base two planes here, and it's possibly significantly more by next summer, but I would be very happy if I would be in a position to answer that, because due to the German Wings disaster in France, the timetables have changed, and right now the latest is that somewhere during winter flight plan, but most probably not in 2015, there will be the base starting of these two planes. But we've got no confirmation. So I would my best guess today would be somewhere early next year two planes would be based here in Vienna.
Okay, thank you very much for the answers.
Thank you. We will now take our next question from Johannes Braun from Commerzbank. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my question. Just two. Firstly, there were some movements in the provisions in Q1. There was some partial reversal of a provision for risk arising from real estate, and there was a partial reversal of provision for impeding losses from contracts relating to non-cancelable operating lease contracts. There also were some provisioning for the environmental fund. I was just wondering if you could give us an indication of how much all these movements impacted profit and loss, and if this was significant at all. And then secondly, I think last time we spoke, you told us that you were applying for an increase in a security fee. I was just wondering if this has taken place and this was approved by now. Thank you.
Let me
yes. Okay. Yeah, security.
Yeah. I have a question. Soon. Yes, the security increase has been approved. It will apply from the 1st of September, and it's due to the change in the security regulations from the European Union. It's an increase of 70 cents per departing passenger, so it has been approved.
Okay.
Yeah, in regard of all the changes of provisions compared to Q1 2014, the effect for profit and loss was negative. So the saldo was more positive last year than it was this year. If you really want to get all the details, we could come back to you later to show you the detailed topics.
Okay, I was basically interested in the overall impact that had.
It was a slight positive impact, but compared to last quarter, it has a negative impact because we had a higher positive impact last year than this year.
Okay, in terms of the magnitude of the negative impact?
The magnitude, I think, maybe Mrs. Heiss can come back to it.
Okay.
I think it's one million something lower than last year.
The impact was this year 1.3 million.
1.3 million. Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Slight correction on the increase is 55 euro cents.
55, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now take our next question from Bernard from Maurer from RCB. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. Now I'm in.
Hello,
good afternoon.
Now you can...
yes, it's okay.
Thank you, sorry.
having had some problems here. Some smaller questions from my side. First, I want to come back to the refund of the security charges, which was increased, as Mr. Jäger now mentioned, by 55 cents. When is it exactly hiked to now? I think it's €8.25 then. When will we see the increase from which date onwards?
First of September, and it will be 8.30. So the increase is from 7.75 euros to 8.30, and it will be applicable from the 1st of September.
Okay, thank you. Second question, Mr. Jäger, you referred to the expected seat capacity changes in the summer schedule given the increase of frequencies of Austrian Airlines. When looking at some, let's say, major developments for next year, Austrian Airlines is going to start some additional long-haul fleets with the winter schedule this year. Then we see the establishing of the Eurowings space and also the renewal of the Austrian Airlines short and mid-haul fleet, Fokker versus Embraer. Can you share a feeling with us which effect this will have of seat capacity next year, or at least in first half 16 versus this year?
I'm refraining actually of airing views on that right now, and I would like to explain why. I mean, a few months ago we were very sure that with starting of the winter schedule we would have Airbus from Eurowings here in Vienna. We thought that, or we are quite sure that in 2016 there would be an additional 777 being based, and the Embraer change was clear as well. In respect of Embraer, nothing has changed, but what we know today is that there are 17 Embraer fixed, instead of the 21, but this will be over a transitional period of 18 months. So this might be that we will see quite a significant increase in 2016 because all the other, the Fokker will be taken out of operation then at a later stage in 17. But essentially we don't have a good view on that. Right now I would say it's not likely that there would be a 777 based here in Vienna in 2016, because there has been no decision taken by the Lufthansa board, and you would need roughly 18 months preparation time to change it. So I would not be optimistic to get additional 777 next year. On the Embraer, we don't know exactly the schedule when they will be taken in operation, and what this would mean for seat capacity next year. And the Eurowings, yes, we are optimistic that there will be two additional Eurowings somewhere in winter next year. Possibly there could be two or four more for summer, but this is still in negotiation and in discussion. And therefore, in terms of seat capacity from Austrian Airlines, I don't see anything which could negatively impact the seat capacity in 2016 over 2015.
Yeah,
I'm very hesitant to talk about how positive the impact could be. So I would ask you to wait, and probably in our call in August when we discuss our H1 results, we hopefully have more visibility on that.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. As a reminder to ask a question at this time, please press star 1. We will now take our next question from Andrew Lobbenberg from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi. A couple of questions, please. I wanted to understand what your expectation was for the summer in terms of the point-to-point against connection mix, because obviously the increase in O&D traffic has had a big impact on the parking revenues and indeed the unit aeronautical revenues. So how do you think that will play out in the summer? And then a second question, can you just help me understand what's going on with the difference on the operating cash flow compared to the EBITDA, because one's getting better and one's getting worse? And then could you just say whether there are any developments to be expected on the ownership structures of Malta and Kosice?
Just a second. It's difficult now to calculate the exact numbers for the summer schedule only, but for the full year, we assume that there would be quite a significant reduction in transfer passengers, which would be roughly something between, with all inaccurrencies there from today's point of view, but I would assume that we would be somewhere between 6% and 8% down in transfer traffic for the full year.
Okay.
Regarding cash flow, Rita, can you give the details?
Yes, we expect the cash flow being stable till the year end, comparable to last year, if not a little bit better.
I guess I was just trying to ask the question why the operating cash flow got worse year on year whilst the EBITDA got better year on year.
This is because of the change in the liabilities and accruals. So we expect to have to reduce the accruals and provisions till the year end.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
And the third question was on the ownership structure of Cosice and Malta. Should we expect those to be stable, or is there the possibility of you guys increasing or decreasing stake?
What we can clearly state, and this is something we have mentioned at our AGM as well, that we are, for the time being, that we are not interested in selling our stakes both in Košice and in Malta.
Okay, thank you.
Fine.
Thank you. There are no further questions in the queue at this time.
Okay.
Well, in this case, ladies and gentlemen, should you have other questions at a later point of time, please feel free to get back to me. And I'd like to thank you for your interest and participation. Thank you and goodbye.
That will conclude today's conference.
Thank you.
Call.